So you mentioned the randomized trial that's ongoing, but I'm curious right now how you view or what you might communicate to a patient who wants to hear about it, the outcomes that you would expect from just a hypomethylating agent in this situation, and what outcomes right now you would expect from adding venetoclax.
Yeah, great question. So yeah, there are two clinical trials that are ongoing right now. One is low-dose cytarabine plus placebo or venetoclax. The other one, as we mentioned before, is azacitidine plus placebo or venetoclax. So let me comment, like you asked, on the azacitidine. I mean, what I used to tell patients, or what I tell people now, is that, you know, if we're going to treat your AML, you know, in an unfit older patient with azacitidine alone, the expectation would be something like a 30% response rate. And that response would last, you know, 9 to 12 months. What we've seen in the phase 1 study of venetoclax plus azacitidine with, I think, close to 100 patients, and this is also reflected in our routine clinical practice, is about a 70% response rate with the combination. And, you know, a median duration of response that's looking like somewhere around a year and a half. You know, the jury's still out, I think, on long-term overall survival. We just don't have an updated report on that yet. So it's a little hard to have an expectation there. But you would imagine that with such a dramatic increase in the response rate, that would translate into a longer survival. But, you know, that's why the clinical trial is being done, to show that.